Vayter and Shaspir and Bava Basad of Sadi Gimel picking up on Sadi Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom, Toshima. We're in the middle of Machokas, Rav and Shmuel. If you sold me an ox, I wanted this ox, I bought it from you. It turns out this ox is a goring ox. Rav says that it's a Mekachtos and I could give it back to you. Shmuel says not. Rav says a Mekachtos because I bought it for plowing and I can't plow it with it if it's a if this type of ox. And Shmuel says that, sorry, it's I sold it to you for the meat. Now the Gemara points out that Rav says, well, we go by Rove, and Rove are for Radia, are for plowing. And since majority are for plowing, therefore, it's a Mekachtos, and you got to give it back to me. That's what Rav says. And Shmuel says back, that's a nice shtickle that you're going by Rove, but that's only Be'isura. But Mamona Lo, we don't do that. So nice try. Now we try to bring a Raya, though, for Rav, that you would go by Rove, even by Mamon, and Toshima. Here we go. Not the side of my base. Sadi Beis, sorry, Sadi Beis, the bottom, the four lines over the bottom. Tashema, Hamocha Eved Lechaver. Let's say you go and you sold an Eved to me. I bought an Eved from you. I go to Eved RS, you're the company seller, you sell it to me. Venice Ganav Kuv Yustos, and it turns out this Eved I bought from you is a Ganav, he's a thief or he's a kidnapper. Higio, the din is that I have to hold on to him. I'm stuck with him. Says Rashbam Lokech, Vein Kanmek Echlos no Kechatos. List of Mizunov, it turns out that he's an armed robber that he kills and he's eventually going to be killed. Omuchtav Lamalchus, so the government wants him dead. Then Omer Lo, I could say back to you, sorry, Risha Cholofanecha, you can get to keep him. Says Rashbam, Degavik Katila Zavanlay, you sold me a dead man. Now, Risha, in the first case, when it turns out he's a Ganav or is he's a kidnapper, and I bought, I have to hold on to him. Beep, turned up, hey, tell him about half my time. Why is it not my kachtos? Lamisham de Ruba Hachi is news, and because of the fact that these are rove, majority of these people are like that. They're robbers and the kidnappers, and therefore, you see that you go by rove, even by Dinei Mamonos. Says Gemara Lo, not a Raya. Kul Hachi is new. Really, all of them are like that. When we're dealing with these people, it's not majority of them are thieves and kidnappers. All of them are like that, and therefore, you should expect that to be the case. Toshima. Now we're going to go and ask a kash. So that was an attempted riot for him. It didn't work out. Now we're going to ask a kash on him from a Mishnah. Toshima, let's learn from Mishnah Bavakama. Shor Shanagah Chesapara. If an axe goes and cores a cow and he kills it. Vinimsa Ubisida. And it finds that there's an Ober Nexo. This is effective of Mem Vav. Moo. The cow daf. Anyway, so what happens is that the Shor Shanagah Chesapara, the ox goes and gores it, and it turns out there's a baby right next to it. The cow is pregnant, and now both of them are dead. The question is, when did this happen? Did you kill the cow with the fetus and then it gave birth, or did it give birth first? Did it give birth first or not? The owner of the ox has to pay half damages for the cow, reveal a vlad, and a quarter for the vlad. You got to pay half damage for the cow. Mishalim Balabor says, "Rishpam Chatzin Ezek Lapar." The short time Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. That's the din. It's a short time, so you pay Chatzin Ezek. Reveal Ezek the Vlad, because says Rishpam, Mishum the Chatzin Ezek the Vlad having Mamon Amuta Basafik. It's money that's in doubt. If a Cholkin, and the din is we split it. If I leave it to Sumchas, that goes according to Sumchas. Mekmina La Hastam. Mekmina the Hasam. That's what Sumchas says to do. According to Rav, why would that be the case? Let's go by the majority of cows. Vero paros misabros viyaldos. Majority of them, they become pregnant and they give birth. And therefore, this cow didn't actually give birth. It wasn't all the way. It miscarried because of the goring, and that's the reason why. Because of this, the owner should have to pay half for also the fetus as well, right? Because since the Mishnah says the owner has to pay only a quarter of it, though, obviously it must be the Mishnah says that Rove is not going, we don't go according to Rove over here in these cases. The fact that it's dead must be that it was killed beforehand. You should be paying half. What we're not doing, that must be you don't go by Rove. Kasha on Rav, says the Gemara, not a Raya, not a Kasha against Rav. Because Hossam, over there, the Mishnah says to pay only a quarter of Mishum de Misafkalan. It's Mesupuk how it happened. The Ika Lamemer Mikma Asa, because it's possible that the ox came, Mikama Asa, this ox came in front of the cow, and then Umibiasu Saipila, because this cow saw it, got so scared and frightened, this ox coming at it, it got so scared that it miscarried. Vika Lamemer Meachor Asa, maybe the ox came from behind, Umichanacha and gored it, Vipila, and miscarriage happened because of that. So the maybe actually gave birth first and then died, or maybe is and then there wouldn't be chayiv at all. Maybe before in b'chatzi, chatzi, chatzi nezek, therefore it's have a mamon muta b'safek. You go and you split it. So whatever kasha against it. It says Gemara, Lema Kitanai, Lema Kitanai. Let's say this Rabbi Shmuel Machlokas is a Machlokas Tanai. Whether we say that we go by Rove, by Mammon. Sure, Shahya Roya Bivak says grazing, it's doing its thing, it's eating, it's doing some grass. Yeah, it's eating the grass. Sure, Shahya Roya, Vinimsa Shor Hari Batsido, and a dead ox was found next to it. Alpha Bishazem Minugach, even though the dead one was gored, like it got gored to death, Zemuad Ligach, and the ox next to it is a Shor Muad. In other words, this is the type of thing that would go ahead and gore. Zem Menushach, or let's say the dead one's bitten. Zem Mu'ad Lishach, this one is a Mu'ad to go into bite. Ain't no man be a Du'a Zem Echov Zem Echov. We don't say for sure this is the one that did it, just because it's a prime suspect, but we don't say for sure I did it, and therefore the owner of this ox doesn't have to go and pay anything. Rabbi Acha Omar, he says, Gamal Ocher Beina Gamalim. If you have a Gamal, a camel, that's doing its thing, you know, getting its jam on. It says Rashbam, Osuk Betashmish. Revia, Darmina Bebuchoros, the Gabi Tashmish Gamal, Achor, can I get Achor? Ustam Behemos, Bishas Tashmish, Mishtagos, Sumachin Zchorim Zedze, and Vigadami, Ocher, Kimon Nocher, Velonihira. Anyway, what he says is that the camels, the way they mate is they go back to back. That's what he uses that Lashon. He gives another pshat, but he says he doesn't think that's what it's talking about. And what happens is when these animals are mating, they go crazy. They'll even go and they become like very, very male dominant, you know, whatever it is. And the men will just like fight against each other. So Gamal Ocher Ben Gamalim, he goes, it's mating. V'nimsa Gamal Harg B'tzido, there's another one that's dead next to it. But Yadua Shizargo, it's clear for sure that this is one that killed it. Says Rashbam, D'muchzaku B'shas Revia L'hakos. While it's doing Tashmish, it goes crazy. V'kolchkin B'shor Amuad Ligach Shanagach Kvar Shalos Bottom. Certainly one that's already done three times as a name. Revusa Nakad Gamal Ocher Afa B'shem Yolam Lo Nakav Nashach. Even though these animals, it's a Chiddush. And never did it still, it comes out that it would it starts killing when it's involved with Tashmish. So we see over here Shor Shahaya. So this clearly is a machloka. Shor Shahaya Rov and Imsa Shahaya. We see this backing up a little. Rabbi Zemanuga 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 Zemanuga. And clearly one that's less than that, you know, something sorry that's more than that, that's gored three times. Savrua, Svarua, Deruba, Chazaka, Kiada, Dininu. The ones that wanted to compare these, Rav and Shmuel, to over here, this machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Acha, they wanted to compare the idea of Rove is one idea, and the idea of Chazaka to also be compared to the idea of Rove, and that's how they compared them. So, Lema Rav, Damag Rav Acha, let's say Rav, who says that we go by Rove, he goes like Rav Acha, who says that this camel certainly is going to be chayav because the chazaka, this camel, you know, goes crazy during that time. With Shmuel, Amar Ketana Kama, Shmuel, who says that you can't go by Rove, but in a moment, he goes like the Tana Kama, who doesn't make the owner of this wild ox to pay, even though chazaka would say that he would be doing it. Amar L'charav says, nah, don't compare those two. Ana, Amar Yafila Tana Kama. I, who say that we hold Rove, but in a moment, can even go according to the Tana Kama in the animal case. Ad kan lo ka'amar tanakama asam ela delo azlina basa chazaka. Because over there, they say, we don't go by chazaka. Val basa ruba azlina. In other words, don't compare these two ideas. We go by chazaka, but not ruba. Says Rashbam, the ruba adif and chazaka. Rov is more chashav, more stronger than chazaka. Vigil meimer, the rov shavarim shaba'olam neguchuhu lachain patr. We say the majority of shavarim, that the shores in the world, did it, and therefore it's going to be potter. Shmuel can say, I can even, who doesn't go according to Rav, by the Mamas can go according to Rav Acha. As Ad can look on Rav Acha, Samela Dilzina Basa Chazaka. Rav Acha, and he says, because it's going to Chazaka, the who goofe mursak. Because the thing itself, meaning this camel, is probably the one that came in and kills, is the one that actually killed it. Aval basaruba lo azlinan. We don't go basaruba over there. Therefore, don't say that this is a machlokas tanayim. Tashima, let's try again. This time we're going to try to go and knock out Rav, who says you go by dine mamanus, you go by rov also. Tashima, let's see from a Mishnah. The Mishnah in our own Bava Masa that we saw, Mocheh Peres Chavero. Tashema, Mocheh Peres Chavero, someone that sells stuff to his friend, who's wrong, and he plants it, but lo samchu, it doesn't grow. I feel there a pish, and even flaxseed, that ain ulchay bechirusan. You're not chay for it. It's not my problem. It doesn't grow. Maya filu. What does it mean? When it says vafilu zera pishtan? What does the Tana want to say by saying even if the stuff with flaxseed, lava filu zera pishtan? Is it not coming to teach that even a zera pishtan, the ruba lazir zvane, which majority of it is used in order to go into plant? That's what most it's used for. I feel hachilozin and basruba. Even there, you don't go back according to Rav, right? In Dine Mamanus. So therefore, our Mishnah clearly is going against a Rav who says you go by Rav in Dine Mamanus. So the Gemara says back, Tanoihi. And the Chinami, our Mishnah is going according to Rav, but it's Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya willing to buy some. Okay, Brezach Aveiro. If you go and you sell pears to your friend who's running, he goes and he plants several samchun, it doesn't grow. Is there one gina shen cholin? If the stuff with garden seeds, which are not able to be eaten, chai bechirusan, you chai have to go and to pay for it. Is there a pishtam? It's flaxseed, which sometimes can be eaten. And chai bechirusan, you're not chai even a chras. Or Yossi Omer, beep, turn the page. Sadi Gimel Beis, no sin lo to mezera. Yossi says the seller has to give back the money that he paid for the seeds. Because the majority of it is done for planting. Amrlo, they said back to him, Harbe lochin oso ledvar macher. Many people, they buy this for other reasons besides planting it. They use it, they buy it for medicine or their food or something, and therefore the buyer is not going to get his money back. So we see this is a machlokes tanoim. Says Gemara, man tanoi. Who are the tanoim that are arguing whether or not we follow the rove? Elim Rabbi Yossi ve'amru lo tarvaya basaruba azli. If you want to say that it's Rabbi Yossi and if you want to say the machlokas is Rabbi Yossi and the Amrulo, the ones that are saying back to him, Rabbi Yossi would be mechayev the seller to go into pay that holds like Rav, who says you go by Rov. And they said to him, would pater him from doing it, like Shmuel, who doesn't go like Rov, Tarvayu Basaruba Azli, both of them go by the Rov. It's just they are not clear which way they're going. Mar Azza Basaruba the Inchi. One, the ones who said, Amrulo, they said to them, they go by the majority of people, but for other purposes also, and therefore it's pottering the seller from paying back. The other one, meaning Rabbi Yossi, goes by majority of those that plant, the things they sold for planting, and therefore it was going to be chai of the guy to pay him back. Neither of them can go according to Shmuel, who doesn't go by Rove at all. Ela itana kama v'Rabbi Yossi. It's either the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, or it's Itanakama v'Amrlo, or the Tanakama and v'Amrlo. As Shmuel is masking with the Tanakama, who doesn't go by the Rov, and Rav agrees with who? Either Rabbi Yossi or Amrlo, who go according to Rov. Viter, Tana Rabbanan, Mahu no sin lo. What does a seller have to give back to the buyer? In other words, when it turns out that actually it's a problem and it's not able to be planted, he has to pay him back. What does he have to give? Says Rishbam, Mahu no sin lo mocher zeruni gina. Someone who sells these type of seeds, she'ein nechal and aren't eaten. They're in the chayber chus and they have to pay it back. Ma yishalim mocher lokech. What does he have to go and pay him back? Demei zera. Only the money for the seeds itself, says Rishbam, velo d'me yitzia, d'gromah ba'alma hu pater. Says the Gemara, velo tsa, but not the expenses that he had to take on from actually trying to make it plant, right? He hired people, he got workers to be involved in it, because that's just grama, and he's not chayiv for grama. V'yeshomim, some say, af hotsa. You know, even has to pay hotza. Says Rishbam, Yitzia, Charisha, Schar Polim, all these things. Venir Beinai de Knasu. I think that this is a Knas, a fine. Man Yeshom, who the Yeshom that say you have to pay hotza? Amrav Chista, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which? Hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hey! No, meaning which of Shimon Gamliel would show that he holds like that? Elim, Shimon Gamliel, the Masi, so Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah, the Tamar, the Mishnah, Mocher Peres, the Chaveiro, Uzon, Lo Samcha, Fil, Azar, Pishtan, and a Chabichusan, Ema Seifa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, he says, "Erunigina shein anechol, and if it's garden seeds that aren't edible, chay b'chuzin, you're chay if you go pay it back," which would imply that Tanakama is not masking with that. Tanakama, not miyachikama, but he also says that. Zerapishtan hu deinu chayv b'chayusan. It's only the flax seed that there's not chayv to go and pay for. Hazaruni gina sheinu nechalin, which garden seeds which are not edible, chayv b'chayusan, you have to go and pay back. So then what would be the machlokas tana kam shim gamliel? El alav otsa yikamei. It must be the difference between them is otsa, if you have to pay for the otsa. Mar sabat demi zera. Mar sabat af otsa. One says you only pay me the tana kam, they're doing zera. The amount of money of the actual seeds. One says you also have to pay for the otsa. Mi ma 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 ma. How do you learn out from here? The tana kam is going to pater the person for the otsa. Mishim is saying chayif. Dilma ifcha. Maybe it's the opposite. Tana Kam is going to say Chayv Otsah, and Rabbi Gamliel is going to say a Pater. Now, holo kasha. Kol Tana Basar Litzfuyi Milsakasi. Because the Tana that comes later, always coming to add something than the one that is brought up earlier. Therefore, it's Rabbi Gamliel, who's the one who is saying it. Vidilma says, hold on 1 second. Vidilma Kulam Shimon Gamliel. Maybe it's all of Shimon Gamliel. Chasur Mechzer are missing words here. Valchatan is really meant to say, Hamal Chapers, someone sells pears to his friend, who's Zaran, and he goes and he plants it, Velot Sampa doesn't grow. Feel Zarapishan, even if it's flaxseed. They know Chai Bechirusan, you don't have to go and pay for it. Devi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel, he says, Zeruni Gina Shainon Nechalim. Garden seeds which are not edible, chayv b'chayusan, you have to go to pay for the loss, which is saying that if the seeds were edible, then he wouldn't be chayv for it. So you can't learn out, you know, can't be master of Shimon Gamliel's din in the Mishnah in reference to the hotza'ah. Ella, rather, harav Shimon Gamliel. It's coming from this one. The time is in the bright side. If someone goes and takes wheat and he brings it to be to do token to grind it all up, as someone who's a grinder, velo lit sun, and he doesn't first lit sun, which means you have to, Rashbam says, b'mayim, you have to first soak it in water before you grind it. Also, subin or morsin, and because that it came out to be very brand, very coarse brand or fine brand, Rashbam says, he a klip el yona shematzian mechitan haktushim b'machtashes subin ke shetochen in gasin velo adak. Nisha b'nafa v'hu subin. He ends up messing him over. Kamech l'nachtom. Let's say you take flour to a baker. V'alvas pasni polen, and he bakes bread that ends up being very crumbly. Rashi says shenofa petit, and it just falls apart. Behema l'tabach. You bring your animal to the butcher to go take care of it. V'nitvla, and he ends up making it into nevela. He shucks it inappropriately. Chayav. All these people are going to be chayav for the damage. V'pnei shu kenos hisachar, because he's like a paid worker. And we learned that in Bava Kama. Yeah, well, yeah, there it says he is a paid worker. Rashbam says, if it's done for pay, he's chayb, and now he's potter. He's to pay the customer not only what he owes him, but also he has to pay him his embarrassment. And the embarrassment of his guests. So Shimon Gamliel clearly is saying that one who causes monetary loss is chayb also for the hotza'ah. And this is what we're talking about. Similarly, he says, minag gadol hayav Yerushalayim. There's a great minag, a great custom that was in Yerushalayim. Hamosa suda chaver. If someone gives over his friend, you know, take care of a suda, he gives over a meal to his friend. Go get it ready. The kilkala, and then he messes it up. You know, there's a caterer, and he messes up the meal. No, say Dmei Bosha, he's to pay him the embarrassment, or Dmei Bosha's archav, and the embarrassment of his archav, of his guests. Od min gadolei b'Yerushalayim, mapa prus al gabi pesach, the each house that is mapa, cloth that is spread by the doorway, and they would eat. Kol zman shemata prus, as long as it was hanging over there, archin nichnasin. Then what would happen? They would guests would know they can come in and they would eat. Rashbam betakana tovahi lekabel zarchem sheyedu ki sham yochlu v'yelchu sham lecho. They know people are eating; they can go and take a eat over there. Nistalka mapa, but if you remove the tablecloth, then ein arche nechnasin. They don't go in over there, and because they wouldn't have the food there. Rashbam explains this idea we just said. They should know there's a place where they could eat, know when to come in and when not to come in. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing that they used to have. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.